live, and my watch buzzed when Shadowy chipped a keeper. That was because I got a text. It's the Pokemon Already podcast. Weirdly, the text said the ball went in, but like that's not.
Oh wow!
It was from somebody else watching the game, and they are not a ref.
Raise your voice.
Okay, was the watch a gift, or you know, was it an unlabeled package?
The ball was in. Okay.
Yeah, you know why would
the eagle flies at midnight? Like I don't know, it's getting very cryptic.
Why would Mikey lie to me? That's all.
Is this some sex thing? The ball was in what?
Duncan, if it was a sex thing, Shally would have had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
And it should have said like the ball gag is in. No. All right,
that's an update we all wish we could get, right? The ball gag has been inserted.
Depends on who we're gagging. I don't know.
Happy Easter. Like, I don't know why you're telling me.
There should be an option there for today. Apple TV commentators or something.
Ooh, there we go.
Push a button and they can't talk anymore.
Oh, that would be.
I would pay extra for that.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, is there an extension package for that? That sounds good.
Yeah, what's the no feed audio?
Seriously. Oh dear. All right. Well, hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Vocal Minority Podcast, the podcast that does not accept a certain player's retirement until they suit up for at least one match for TFC. Anyway, on this week's show, we look back at a surprising result for TFC. Get caught up on this weekend's CanPL, this past weekend's CanPL and NSL results. Look ahead to the start of this year's Voyagers Cup. That's right, Voyagers Cup time, baby.
Time.
Yay. It actually sort of crept up on us a little bit, but it is May, so that is traditionally when it starts. So it's delightful. We'll also cast our eye towards Toronto's last home match in MLS until after the World Cup, months away. And like no one interesting is coming to town on the weekend. It should be fine. You don't need to pay attention to it. But we're going to talk about it anyway, just because, you know, 9-game homestand coming to an end. We should talk about it. We are going to look ahead a full week for a CanPL match that Mark is super excited about. And then we have we've picked an NSL match of the week to do a quick preview on as well. There might be a couple other things in the show, as per usual. All right. This week's panel. Very, very disappointed in both Toronto and San Jose. Say hello to Duncan Fletcher.
Yeah, it was a bit dull.
Honestly, when I saw the result, I thought of you immediately. Yeah. I was like, Duncan must be furious.
I mean, I wasn't paying that much attention, but nothing really seemed to be happening aside from, you know, obviously the goals early on. It was promising, but then, the commentators, we actually got TSN commentators, Luke Wellman, Steve Caldwell. They were struggling, having to come up with just random things to talk about.
Oh dear, that's never a good sign. Oh dear.
In-depth friendship details.
Yes.
Yes.
Having not bought a kit for at least a week, please say hello to Mark Hinckley.
It's refreshing, honestly. It's not the brag it should be, guys. It really fucking isn't. It's been stupid and I accept it. And I keep telling myself, like, this one and that's it. This one and that's it. Because some of it was like kits I've been wanting to get my hands on since about 1992.
Have magically been appearing, yes.
That just, bless you, Adidas, for reprinting that. Putting my money where my mouth is. Forge, thank you. For kits that fit, and other stupid ass opportunities that just happen to, like, well, if I don't do this, you get nothing. So I think it's safe to say, yeah, 8 day sober. So yeah, I don't want, no coin. Probably need a support group, but I'm good. Okay. I
You can
promised my
quit
wife I wouldn't.
anytime.
I could, no, I can't. Even that's a lie.
I know.
There, I will fall off the wagon. It's
I've
just a
known you
matter
for
of
a
what the
very
wagon looks
long
like.
time. There's not a chance in hell that
There's
you
no
can
fr
resist.
honestly, it's like the worst thing that could happen is to walk by like the Adidas store and it's like 60% off everything. Well, fuck me. I didn't know I wanted a Northern Ireland away kit, but Jesus. $30 is $30. Like it's okay, it's not that bad, but still.
Even I would be tempted at that price, so.
I mean the United Arab Emirates away kit, the red one, is so nice, except for the fact that it's got this United Arab Emirates badge on it.
I was just gonna say, like, it can't be that nice because that's what
It's
it'll have on it, so.
anyway, I just sometimes. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Mark. Anyway, as for me, I'll be watching a match this week, at least one whole entire match. I won't be attending, but I'll be watching, so that's something. I am your host, Krista Knowles, and now to the show. All right. First up on the show is indeed Toronto FC versus the San Jose Earthquakes on Saturday afternoon. And what? What? A draw? A low scoring draw? Toronto scored first?
I can't make these noises much longer. Hopefully, you don't got too many more setups.
I am just. My flabber has been gassed. Like, I just, what? I was at work, so I literally, my phone buzzed and I looked at it and I thought, surely FOTMob has gotten this incorrect. This can't be right. And I quickly checked Twitter and there was a friend of the show, Martin Bailey, posted something about it. I was like, oh, so FOTMob's not lying to me. Okay, then. I will go back to work now. I'm so confused. And then to see the final result, and with Toronto missing many players, and I just, so again, I've only seen a little, I've seen some of the highlights. I've, read a couple things about the match, but Duncan, you were osmosising the match as per usual. Did you notice any, like, did they look good? They had to, like, or did San, was San Jose just shit on Saturday? Like, I find it hard to believe that a team of their current caliber was that bad, but
I mean,
an undermanned TFC were decent?
neither of them were particularly impressive, really. Sort of Shallowy clearly had himself a good game. He was doing things.
Seemed like, yeah.
There wasn't really a whole lot happening in the game. The scored 1-1. There was. I feel like there was a bit of feistiness at some point, but I don't really remember it now.
Well,
I feel like
someone.
Osorio was getting involved with things.
Oh. Well, Larea was injured, so someone had to take his place.
Indeed. But yeah, all in all, not the most interesting or exciting sort of game, really. There was very little things in the commentary that made me think, oh, I should pay attention to that. There's very little of raised voices of excitement from Luke and Stephen. So it is what it is. Nice to see sort of Bruce Arena back, I guess.
So
I
weird.
Duncan, I just want to say when I was editing the podcast last week, when Kristen was gone, us doing our dog shit impersonations had me fucking howling. Because it was both of us desperately trying to do what Tony did and not.
The droopy dog Bruce Arena.
And both of us were coming at it from slightly different directions. And just this, like, if I didn't know like what was happening, it was clear what we were doing and not being good at it. Like if I was a regular listener to the show, those of you, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And heard like just somehow tuned into that mark of the show.
Redoing
Whoop, 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 whatever the fuck we were doing.
dubstep Bruce
Oh,
Arena?
it may have been dubstep Bruce Arena. It really might have. I just like I've been meaning to tell you this all week, Duncan. It was fucking hilarious. Clearly
Excellent.
forgetting we had done
But yeah, I mean, he wasn't even really doing anything particularly interesting. It's kind of weird. In my head, I get him mixed up with Bill Belichick. So it was just like, sometimes I was thinking, so yeah, all right, well, that was crap. I guess, you go off to your sort of ridiculously young wife or what have you. Is that, no, that's not Bruce Arena, is it? No,
To be
never
fair,
mind.
I don't think you're like that confusion could be plausible and legit at this, like, now that you said it, like, I know the difference, but they could be interchangeable in a lot of ways. Bitter,
Successful, bust, but a lot of time in New England.
bitter. Yeah, there you
Yeah,
go. That's
old
pretty
and
reasonable.
bitter and miserable and grumpy and
Clearly knows
all
what
those
he's
things.
doing, even when everyone else thinks that you're fucking insane. No, that's an incredible parallel, actually.
And with a bit of controversy thrown in there as well. Like, why did Bruce Arena become persona non grata for a year or two? What did he do?
Oh, that was the thing in New England, wasn't it? Where he did he say he said something in the locker room out of bad? I can't remember. I just feel like
Was he did he was
it
he
was reported he did something, but it wasn't like on like it wasn't recorded that he did it, but he just kind of vanished.
Then I guess Bruce, I guess San Jose were like, sure, we'll do this.
Enough times come, come and gone.
Bruce Arena resigned as New England Revolution head coach September of 2023 after an MLS investigation that confirmed allegations of insensitive and inappropriate remarks. He was placed on administrative leave. Reports suggested internal team tension and potential NDA demands leading to his abrupt departure from the club. Dun dun dun. Yeah, it never really says what the inappropriate remarks were. I am trying to remember what the rumors were at the time, but that was, 3 years ago, so who remembers that? But yeah, like players refusing to train, and there was just a lot of tension, and so stuff obviously came to a head, in maybe more than one locker room discussion. So, but yeah, he was yeah. He, basically, he I think he had to petition the league to be able to coach again, which is why it took. Yeah, they said if he wanted to, he would have to. I'm assuming that's what happened since a year later, he was with the Quakes. So, it's interesting, isn't it? But
So, he's back in the league again, okay. But yeah, generally, the most interesting things with the game were the Luke and Stevens just like little sort of sidebar chats to pass the time,
what were they
really.
talking about, Duncan?
A bunch of things, really. It's way too cold. Luke Wildman, Caldwell was like, this is too bad. And it's way too cold. Luke Wildman is clearly done with cold weather for the year. What else were talking about? There was just like the little like gnats out around BMO
Oh, is it
Field
mid
again.
season? Hey there,
It
mate.
is that time of the year. So Caldwell was calling them fruit flies, and then Luke didn't want to guess at what he thought they might be because I guess he
Proper journalist doesn't want to get
yes
his
yeah
facts
oh
wrong.
I'm not going to
No, I'm not an
I'm
entomologist.
not going to make myself look silly by trying to guess what this is. But then, apparently someone sort of texted them or what have you to say that, these are gnats. So that's happening. But there was a lot of them around, just kind of like all over them up in the commentary box, apparently. And sort of dozens of them just kind of like sort of dead on the all the various sort of
All the
surfaces around the
well,
commentary
but
box.
yeah, I remember we've been to a match or two where we literally were brushing like
Yeah, absolutely.
layers of them off of our seats and stuff, you know,
Yeah,
getting them out of
yeah.
my face. Yep.
Yes, yeah.
Unpleasantness all
Yeah,
around.
Caldwell was talking about having to do that when he was playing being on
Ah, yeah.
field during
Yep.
the during that time.
Yep.
Yeah, which I feel like, I can definitely sympathize with that. I go for the sort of bike rides sort of
Oh,
down
yeah.
by the lake for a portion of it, and it's just like, oh yeah, this isn't pleasant. But hey ho, it is what it is.
Duncan question.
Go on.
Do you have a promo code that I can use that gets you a kickback? Because sounds like I need to be sending it for TSN. And I think you've done more to advertise why I should be paying for TSN than even the World
Do
Cup.
you have a promo code?
Honestly,
Duncan Basic.
just add Duncan D for 20% off your subscription. Honestly, I
Yeah, they
if anyone
were
is,
more entertaining than the game.
yeah, if anyone at TSN is listening to this,
Yeah.
pro tip, just let them loose. Just let them loose.
Yes.
I'd watch that.
Yeah. And also at some point when somebody was injured and they were thinking, oh well, they're gonna have to bring another sub, and Luke could remember that Walker Zimmerman was on the subs bench. And so I was like, I couldn't tell you anyone else because I can't read the team sheets these days. Apparently the type, like the font size just kind of keeps getting smaller, and Caldwell wasn't much use either. He's like, oh yeah, it's like white writing on a light blue thing. You can't see a thing here. And I think eventually maybe one of them pulled out their glasses, and I think basically Caldwell was good enough to confirm, yeah, that does actually say Walker Zimmerman. Yes. But yeah, I also could not read any of the others.
That is fucking
Oh,
spectacular.
it was a very
Oh
sort of like there's different start Statler and Waldorf
my God. There we go. Yeah.
feel to the commentary.
100%. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I out of everything in that match, that is the thing I'm the saddest that I missed. That's wonderful. I adore that. I thought it was going to be because they had to keep signing players from the Young Reds. I don't know who anybody is, but no, that's so much better. That's
Well, that's
so
part
much
of it. That's
better.
part of it. But usually you can at least read the name off the sheet. And sure, who? Fletcher Bank. That's not an actual name, is it? That can't be right.
Oh, that's our
No,
bit. We've already done that
no.
one.
Yeah. But yes. So yeah,
Yeah, he doesn't have much interest, but yeah.
the cold, the going blind, and the just being
And
tormented by flies. Like,
the
goddamn.
bugs. Oh, that's amazing.
It really
That's
is incredible.
just, oh, I love that so much.
But yeah, that
Anyway,
was
and that's
mainly
so
the main
entertaining.
interest, the game itself, not so much.
Well,
Very nice goal
what
from
about the goal line clearance, non-clearance thing, Duncan?
well yeah, I mean that was a big moment, obviously. Nice move, looked like a very nice finish, deserved a goal. Was it a goal? Don't know. There were certainly no replay angles that TV
Proved
was
it
showing us that would
definitively.
have proved anything either way, so presumably the linesman was close enough to the actual goal line to be able to make that decision confidently. I don't know, but yeah, it's a bit of a shame because that would have been a nice goal, would have been a nice end, but at the same time that was a very a very well done
Yeah,
goal saving clearance.
considering we were, and considering like we, and I still believe this, I think we were correct in our assumption that Toronto were going to get spanked by San Jose, given all of the available evidence before us. And, you know, not that Toronto's had a terrible season or anything. They've put together some decent performances, but San Jose is clearly a class above. Toronto has all those injured players, and even more so before this match started. So there was no indication that San Jose's perfect record on the road was about to be marred by a 1-1 draw against a mid-table team from the Eastern Conference, which is the weaker conference of the two conferences again so far this season.
I mean, to be fair, it was
To be fair.
for San Jose people, it was 10 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, they were tired.
But yeah, I don't
Oh,
know when they actually
not
arrived in
enough
Toronto,
coffee.
how
You
much.
know what? I wonder if like the BMO Field event staff gave them decaf, maybe swapped out some of their energy drinks or something. Ooh, maybe there was sabotage.
Maybe
I mean, I'd
that
be
would
all
be
for
way
it.
more exciting than the game.
Anyway, Toronto FC 1-1 draw, San Jose. Before we move on from this, do want to address the announcement today by Kai Kamara. The cruel, cruel, unfair, and one that I don't know, we will petition the league. I don't know how we make this happen, but he's not allowed to retire until he plays for like it's past our turn. We have been talking about this for I don't even know how many years now.
Oh,
Because
at
we're
least
not
it's got to
and
be
we
close to a
haven't been
decade.
kidding. Like at least Mark and I
No.
haven't been kidding. We have been deadly serious about this.
We've had some
We
shit
want.
forwards that he would have been half
Oh
glad,
my
open arms.
goodness.
Yes, Kai, your 5 goals are absolutely worth whatever we're going to pay you.
Fuck
Because
yeah.
and I'm not saying that as an insult. The man you could set your watch to for at least 5 to 10 goals a year. It doesn't matter who he's playing for.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Always entertaining.
A
Like,
gentleman.
oh, he
Just
played for
look.
12 teams.
And one of them wasn't
12.
ours. Didn't Montreal get a chance with him?
Yes.
How bullshit
Absolutely.
is that? They didn't even
He
appreciate.
left because Saputo got rid of Wilfred Nancy. He would have stayed in Montreal and he said, fuck you. And he went on to his next team, which was not Toronto. I'm so mad. I'm way more upset about this than I really should be,
I
but
think we can't really blame Kai Kamara. It's not his fault. And he was on a good pace to be able to, tick off the whole league, except that there's been, like 10 new teams within the last 10 years or so. And so, well, now how's he supposed to do this? Like, come on. If they just like stopped at, say, 20, then he could have like kept going and maybe have to keep going for a couple of extra years into his early 40s. He could have done the whole fucking thing. But nope, just gonna add more teams and more teams, and they eventually just made it impossible. So fuck it, might as well retire.
I guess.
Yeah.
Very sad, though.
It is the end of an era.
It
Yeah, a very long era.
truly is. Like, there are very few out there like Kai Kamara. And yeah, it's this is a really weird one. Like, I most long-term players, it's like, oh, cool, a league legend. But yeah, Kai is just, he was just such a character, and he was, and represented his country, I thought, always thought really well. And yeah, it's and I really did want him to play for Toronto, even for like, like a midsummer signing, like he plays for the team for like 2 months. I don't care.
Don't care.
Just wanted him to play for Toronto. Anyway, congratulations, Kai. You really do deserve the rest. Absolutely. You too. Like, well deserved. I hope you stay in football. I'm assuming commentary of some kind is in his future, just because I think he would be hilarious and delightful. But I do expect that he'll be in it somewhere, somehow, also, who's gonna teach the young kids cool celebrations? Who's gonna convince stewards to hang on to props for him?
True.
The
True.
answer to your first question is like TikTok and Fortnite. and what have you.
Wow. You've never sounded like an old man as much as
TikTok
you do
and
right there.
Fortnite. I know.
Jeez. You're not
TikTok
wrong though.
and
And
Fortnite.
Fortnite.
Whatever the fucking kids play these days, I don't know.
Why is the future going to hell in a handbasket, Duncan?
TikTok and Fortnite.
Fortnite. Oh
Yeah.
man. Anyway, congratulations, Kai. You do deserve the break, but damn it. It's gonna be a more boring league without you, that's for sure.
True.
All right. Okay. Let's move on from that. The CanPL. It's a bit of an interesting weekend, actually. Like a lot of goals in some games, and then also, oh wait, no one knows how to do anything anymore except for get a red card in your stadium opener. Yeah, it's not even a home opener anymore. It's just a stadium opener now. But Hamilton still on top. It's annoying. But we can all continue to heartily laugh at Ottawa.
Yep.
That was,
Yes, I can.
man, that was something. That
Yes,
was,
I can.
it was 4-0.
It was incredible.
It was 4-0
Before they woke up.
before they
Yes.
woke up, and they woke up far too late.
Way too fucking late.
Like, holy crap.
Spectacularly late.
Well, and it's even funnier given Ott Leddy's coach's recent remarks, right? And again, is the season still young? There's lots of time, but Ottawa look like crap right now. And again, it's nice to see York Six having, we like some success, you know, like that's, you know, but oh, wow. That was not pretty. That was so very bad. There was an own goal in there, you know, like Julian Altobelli got in there. Of course he did. Who's this kid? Skublak. He, you know, with the brace, won the game all by himself. Literally before anything else happened, he had
Pretty
won the game.
much.
You know, like, it's like, oh no, Ottawa. Ottawa, you are in a bad way right now.
I mean,
So, like
I think
again,
that
they've only played five games, but
I feel
they
like the funniest thing about this, so, well, two things. We'll talk about the business card thing in a sec. I find it strange that Ollie Bassett didn't get to start. He came on as a sub in the 73rd minute.
Like, and
And
why that late? Why was he not like a second half sub?
yeah,
Like,
I can't figure it out, like
or as
what.
soon as the second goal went in, like, I don't know, like again, nothing, it all happened in the second half. This was Barnstorm second half match, right? First half,
He's yeah,
but
he's only played, well, I say, well, he's appeared in four matches, but
has
he's
he's
only
only
played.
started one, right?
Yeah, he's only got 75 total minutes so
Yeah,
far.
which is
Which,
bonkers. So what is going on there?
right. To me, the thing that just screams at me the hardest is, what's wrong here?
Yeah.
Like, he didn't exactly light it up down in Tampa Bay. That's probably because he was
No,
afraid of the
but
sun. But
okay.
like not a start. Went from being goal god for a season to not being able to crack the starting 11. And I this is more of a question into the universe rather than conspiracy theory, but like, is he hurt?
Well,
Like, what
I assume he's hurt. Like,
is
that's
it?
all I can come up with.
Like, is his fitness like just somehow
Dog
like he's
shit?
just dog shit and he's struggling to get back into form? It's crazy to me that like what a like one 2 year yeah a season off from playing in the CanPL, and he's gone from name your price to go to
Yeah.
do you need help tying those shoes?
Yeah.
It's just it's that is like And the fact that his team smashed four without him, I mean, he may have contributed something to the to one goal, because I think he was only on the pitch for one goal. But like even then, like what the hell? It's just it's that I feel is actually no, he wasn't on the pitch for any of the goals. Correction. He was on the pitch for Ottawa's goal. That was it. Staggering.
Just
Staggering.
like
And oh, I didn't even realize this. All the goals came within a 13-minute stretch for
yeah.
Inter.
Oh
55, 50, 55, 61, 63.
See,
Like,
like that's what I'm saying. So like after like the second or maybe the third goal, why would you not run him out and be like, ooh, the goals are flowing. Let's get him going, right? Like this is the it's it, obviously this is fertile ground. Let's go. Let's but yeah, what is going on with him? I don't know, man. Something's got to be happening. Maybe it's just fitness. Hopefully it is just fitness, although that's not great, but
Hell, that's not great. We're what, four or five games in the season?
5 games into the season now.
Okay, sure. I don't buy it anymore. Like game three. If you're not caught up by game three, are you a professional footballer? Like for real. Like you had the entire offseason. Again, don't know if there was an injury, but assuming that everything was fine, how? And he I have to believe that he's probably one of the higher earners on that side.
Oh, he
Just
has to
because
be.
like no, I'm not saying he's making, 100 grand or anything like that,
No,
but
but like historically, historical production,
yeah.
reputation in the league, like, yeah, you would expect that he's making at least some decent money. Anyway,
Yeah.
just bonkers. Bonkers, I tell you. All right, so that has Atleti, they are in second to last, only buoyed by their singular win to keep them above the extra pathetic Aquaman who, oh boy, although they have scored more goals than Ottawa, but that's the only thing they can hold up right now and be like, yeah, we suck, but at least we score more goals than you. Oh, Atleti. I mean, and Aquaman, you're both so bad right now. It's hard to choose who's worse. It really is. But then, who do we want to talk about next? We might as well we'll talk about Hamilton. Mark, do you want to talk about the Hamilton match?
They look good.
Look at you,
No,
you're so
they won 3-1. They look good. A lot of really high level goal scoring. Like what I mean by that, I mean like passes through the box, cutting through, great opportunities, capitalizing. Halifax's only goal was a penalty, which, yeah, sure, it was a penalty. Yeah, Hamilton looked like they were under no threat of dropping points. Pretty by later in the game, like sorry, by like later in the first half, I mean. Just they looked in control, for lack of a better term. But anyway, yeah, they're looking good. They're gonna play him again. Spoiler alert, they're gonna play him again on Saturday for in the Voyagers Cup. So like they're kind of baby soft Halifax right now, which is hilarious because of the timing of the scheduling and unfortunate because I like Halifax. Yeah, a comprehensive win for it's the it feels like the first comprehensive win. I say comprehensive where it wasn't 1-0.
No. It seems like, and they didn't have to wait until the very end of the match. Like,
Yeah,
this
they had.
seemed a match in which they had a little more, they had
It's
early control. They didn't have to work as hard for this
right.
one.
It's weird that they were comfortable for all of the match instead of like the last
Sounds
So yeah, that was
like that.
refreshing. Good game.
Excellent, excellent. I realized we alluded to it and then we never went back to it. Back to the York Six Aunt Lettie match. So speaking of Tomas Skublak, who player of the week, not a surprise with the two goals, but I do feel as though his goal celebration is what really pushed him over the top to get player of the week. So if you haven't seen, Skublak played for the Wanderers in the CAMPL his first season in 2019, and then went back to the Ontario Premier League, formerly known as League One Ontario, where he was league MVP multiple times. Now he's back in the CAMPL playing for York Six, and pulled out one of the more unique goal celebrations. Speaking as we were talking about the king of goal celebrations himself, Mr. Kai Kamara, who loved no man loved a prop more than Kai Kamara. Skublak was the first goal or the second goal? I think it was the second goal.
First, no, it was the first one.
Oh, it was the first one.
Because I
Reached
was waiting for him to
down,
pull it out again for the second one.
yeah, reached down into his sock and pulled out his business card as he is a realtor in his other job when not playing soccer, held it up to the camera with a call me thing. And I was like, you know what? That is some prime advertising.
That is
That
good hustling.
absolutely. I have no, there's no shame in that game. Like, well done, sir. Well done. You deserve player of the week for that alone.
With apologies to whomever posted it. This is not my idea or joke, but the comment was correct. You need a QR code on that thing, which is
Oh my
right,
God,
which is
absolutely.
100% accurate. Because
Yes.
while that opportunity was hilarious, it would have been perfect if somebody could read his fucking name on the card, but a QR code would have done all the work for him. I also feel like it would be, I think it would be a really good idea if everybody, for at least the next couple of games, for York who scores, pulls out his business card and holds it up to the camera. Like, it's not even me, it's him. I think that would be too funny. But once you get past like the third game, it's just like that horse is fully beaten. Just don't bother. But
That would be
yeah,
pretty funny though.
I thought it was pretty funny. I thought it was pretty clever. Why the hell not?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's no different than pointing to the name on the back of your shirt,
Yeah.
except this is a business card. Like, you know, I why not? Like, why not? Why not? If these guys were making decent wages, then sure, it would look a little weird and sus and tacky. But they're not. No, most of them aren't. Most of them can't afford a place on their own in Toronto. Work it out, guys. You need a side hustle, and I don't fault them. So, if it gets a few more eyeballs on the thing, go for it. And I'm also glad that the league didn't do something stupid like punish him, because that's also a real outcome, right? They
Yeah.
find any reason to just crack down, like, oh, this affects our sponsors or some shit like that. Like, yeah, you can come up with any dumb reason to, you know, punish a player's fun, you know.
Yeah.
So I had no problem with it. I liked it. Well
No, that
done.
was great. Yep.
Come up with a next time, pull out a po picture of you posing with a picture while holding the picture of that pose. I think that's the next level celebration.
All right, fair, fair. All right, so that comprehensive that game keeps York Six in third spot. Hamilton's pretty decisive victory over Halifax has them, firmly in first right now. So that brings us to Supra and their stadium opener at Stade Boreal against Calgary, and that did not go according to plan. at all. What an uninspiring and dull affair that was, resulting in a 1-0 loss to the Pony Boys. Red card. Who got the red card in that match? Was it the coach? They're now, I will say, it did take Calgary till the very end of the match to get a goal, and it was a penalty. So there was that, but it was disappointing, especially for their home, one of their many home
Which one?
openers. Yeah, home opener number two on the list for those of you keeping score. If you check your scorecards, ladies and gentlemen, this is their stadium opener, and it's just it's disappointing for them, obviously, and in front of, again, a big crowd. Also, Yaya Toure was there for some reason.
Yes.
Why not?
Yeah.
I was like, what? I mean, why not? Like, sure. Just yeah, do that. But yeah, no, Alessandro Biello got a red card late into second half stoppage time. So that was there was some there was apparently some words spoken. The refs did not take kindly to
Do you know who my
that.
father is?
Yeah, seriously. Lot of yellow cards handed out.
Oh my God, yes. I'm looking at this list.
Almost all of them to Supra. They were doing their level best, I guess, to do something. Anyway, it didn't go well. So that sort of knocks them back a bit. Second loss of the season, and just yeah, not a good game. Not really, not a good game for either side. But no surprise that if you offer them a penalty, that Warshawski is gonna step up and convert it, being one of the best goal scorers in the league. So anyway, a little disappointment there. And then oh, Aquaman, you make me so sad. You make me so sad.
Everyone's sad.
So sad. I don't know what to do with them. Although this was something interesting. So as Mark pointed out last week, they were not playing at Starlight for this match. They were at Royal Athletic Park in
Oh.
Victoria. I did see somebody comment online that it seemed like the crowd was livelier there at this one. Were there more people there? It was like, well, it's easier to get to.
Yeah.
It's right there.
Yeah. 3,500 according to FotMob. That was
I know.
very
I was like,
impressive.
oh, that's actually impressive. Unlike the performance.
Burn.
I mean,
They had it coming.
they did. They do. It drives me crazy. I don't like picking on the team that I like, but fuck sakes, they let Taron Campbell score twice. No, Taron, nothing. No shade to Taron
To,
Campbell. He's a good player.
yeah, he's a good player and he deserves
Yes,
some
he does
praise.
deserve some success, absolutely. And I want the Seagulls to have some success, not like this. Insert
Oh.
Matrix GIF here. But anyway, it was disappointing. Aquaman are in free fall. They have no defense to speak of. They have conceded the most goals in the league so far through five matches. Yeah, it's not great. It's not great. But congratulations to the Seagulls, for looking good, looking like they know how to do stuff. And that's still, they're still near the bottom, but they're in sixth place. They're within. They can see fifth. Oh, it doesn't matter this year. Actually, it doesn't matter because they can see fourth because there's so little to separate the teams at the bottom right now. Again, it's so early in the season, but anyway,
Yeah, Pacific had done, but everyone
Oh
else,
yeah.
they're
We
still
yeah,
right, innit?
as
Yeah.
long as yeah, they're this year's Halifax Tides. That's who Pacific are. Yeah.
Seems offensive, but I see where you're going. See where you're going with it.
They have 1 point.
It's true.
I mean, I know it's only
It's
five
true.
games, but anyway. So yeah, Hamilton, Calgary, York Six, Supra, Halifax, Seagulls, Otleti, and the Aquaman. That is your tabla for now. On to the NSL, and hey, Halifax is doing all right, and oh, hi Montreal. The fuck? This is again, it's only two matches in, and I made a bunch of puns in the show notes because I couldn't help myself, and it was 6 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, Montreal unbeaten, two wins and two emphatic wins. Have yet to concede a goal on the season. Again, only two matches, but still, they're coming out strong. They're taking charge. But Calgary and Vancouver, oh dear. Last year's winners of the whole shebang, not good. Very bad, in fact. Was Vancouver conceded how many goals? Five goals? Seven goals. Both Calgary and Vancouver. This is actually fun. So fun, she says. Scored two goals and conceded seven goals. So that's terrible. I
Equal
sorry, it
disasters.
is. As I'm looking at the table on the NSL website, I have another quibble with the NSL website, which again
Go
is
on.
Legion. There's many. The LR thing in the table, which was it, I before I hovered over it to fucking figure out what it meant. Last rank. I don't care what their last rank was.
There's only six fucking teams in there.
Exactly. I don't care. Why is this important?
When you
Can you
start
fix the
offering very varied points based on certain criteria, like, oh, they had a 6-point game last week, they were in 12th, this week they're in third. There's no jump big enough where this matters.
Ugh. Can I please just have a better website? That's all I want.
Wait, can we, are we, is this the time where we rant about NSL doing NSL things?
Are we going to talk about the ring?
No.
Okay.
No. That's, look.
The time has passed for that. We should have done that
No, you know what?
last
I don't know.
week.
I'm still not 100% certain who that's for. Anyway,
Ugh.
no, the highlight packages. Dear NSL,
Oh,
whoever your
yeah.
editing team is for which
Edit
those,
better.
yeah, shrink it down further.
Oh my
Shrink it down
God.
further. I want to watch him. I don't want to spend a half an hour watching three games to catch up. There's no reason why these packs should be 10 minutes long. They should be varied in length. They should be as long as they need to be. If it has to be, if it's only 3 minutes long, then it's 3 minutes long. If it's 8 minutes long because it was a goal fest, it's
Yeah,
8 minutes long. But they don't have to
exactly.
be 10 minutes for a scoreless draw. They don't. Like, also too, if you shrink it, it sells it better because you're getting better action per minute.
Yes, that is a fine point, actually, Mark. That
Like,
is.
as someone who's edited a few things, I'm not like a massive expert. However, if you give it to me and I got to edit this down and it's supposed to be a highlight package, an errant cross that goes out to touch isn't a highlight. It's a pass that goes out to touch. Do you see? It's in the title. And I don't care if there's extended highlights. There must be non-extended highlights. Give me those.
Yes.
Put two up then. Put the non-extended highlights and the extended highlights and see who gets more views, because I guarantee you your extended highlight work is going to be for naught. Just give me a more condensed highlight pack. I don't want to have to scrabble through finding where the things happened. That was your job as the editor. That was your job as the media guy. Thank you. Send all
Beautiful.
complaints to Tony Wong.
Yeah, kids today can't concentrate.
No, it's the TikToks and
And
the
then
Fortnite. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
the
Ruined everyone's
Yeah.
attention span.
Yeah. Listen to Duncan, editors, TikTok, Fortnite. Play in
Yeah.
there.
All right. So there were three matches in the NSL last weekend, and two were goal fests, one was definitely not. But Ottawa over Calgary in a 5-2 drubbing, which make Ottawa's stats look so sprightly now because now they have a +1 goal differential and they're in fourth spot. They're like, "Ooh, look at us." But yeah, they that's, they sit 5 goals. They've scored as many goals now as Montreal, who are the league leaders currently through 2 games. And again, this is all very early days, but like talk about a comeback match. To nothing like playing Calgary to brighten your week, right? It's oh, again, it was not good. Like Calgary is just suffering oh so very badly. But then the worst thing is that they had actually come back to take the lead. Like this was, if you're gonna watch, yeah, if you're gonna watch the highlights for the Rapids and the Wild, just watch the first half. Like, yes, there's an additional goal in the second half, and that's fine, well and good. And the manager gets a yellow card, which I always find funny. But it's the goals are, it's a goal up, every few minutes up until like the 33rd minute. So just, just watch that if you just want to see lots of goals. It's probably shorter than the highlight package, I don't know. But they had taken control and then it all fell completely apart. Sorry, everyone. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Calgary, but they have absolutely no cohesiveness whatsoever. And it is disappointing. But congratulations to the Rapid and their lovely kits, for an excellent effort. And then, yeah, Montreal, absolutely, just beating the tar out of Vancouver. Tanya Boychuk, 2 goals, 2 goals, 3 goals, 2 goals, 2 goals. Thank you. With now, it is apparently her signature backflip celebration. So good for her. We love a signature celebration. Yeah, Vancouver barely looked like they were in it. Really. Nice big crowd though, again, over 3,000 at Stade Boreal. So that's great. 16 shots from Montreal. 16.
On target or
No, 7 on target though.
okay,
So
yeah.
their accuracy wasn't too bad. Total passes, yeah, accurate passes. Like, and this is the thing. Like, man, better, more corners, more crosses. Vancouver had better control of the ball, but did
That's
nothing with it.
nice.
Do you know what I mean? Isn't that nice? They're like, here, you can have the ball. No, please pass it around. We love watching you be ineffective. It's so fun. Like, yeah, it's really, again, Vancouver should be. Anyway, it's only 2 matches, but they have not looked remotely convincing. Whereas Montreal has come out looking good in both matches. Like they've looked strong, they've looked like a cohesive team, straight out the gate. And Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But speaking of what's going on, AFC Toronto, are they cursed at BMO Field? The answer, yes, clearly, because they have yet to win there. Eight. Now, congratulations to Halifax for, again, a nice start to the season. I'm happy for them. I am. I would like Toronto to be doing better. But I now worry every time they play at BMO Field. I just assume that they will not win. I guess a point from a draw, like that's better than losing, obviously, but is it the pressure of playing in the big stadium? Like, are they co more comfortable up at York Lions? What do you guys think?
It's interesting to think that the stadium might add, a pressure to it, like playing in front of a bigger crowd. But they've also played in other team, in other stadiums where they have bigger crowds.
Yeah, I know. It just
Like it's not
is
a
it the
Toronto
playing
unique thing, right?
surface? You know what I mean?
It's the opposition just is so psyched and sort of ready to go. They're so up for playing at legendary BMO Field that, it gives a psychological effect to the visiting team.
That's interesting. That's
Not
interesting.
really.
They get.
It's a bullshit argument.
I know, but I'm trying to figure like. Until and
I mean, it's the
until
National Soccer Stadium.
that's true. Oh, that's one thing we didn't talk about when we talked about the TFC match, the big handoff. The big ceremony handing off the control of the stadium. And even though that's not really they're still playing it until next weekend, but or this coming weekend, but that was the whole pre-match ceremony handing the stadium off. Anyway, in fact, both Toronto teams have matches at BMO Field this weekend. So I'm not sure why the big handoff was this past weekend. That made no sense. But then again, weird little ceremonial things in sport rarely do. But yeah, this is what, four, five matches now that they've played at BMO Field and they've yet to win one.
Something like that.
Yeah.
It feels like they haven't gotten 3 points from a
No, they haven't. They have not. Like I'm not
there's
just. They
also
have
it's not
not.
there's no draws either.
No.
Or there
They
was three,
draw. They
sorry.
drew on the weekend. No, they've
Sorry.
gotten points. They just have not won a single match. Well, although I think I don't know if this was the first points they got. No, I think there might have been. No, because they lost the season opener last year, right?
I think they tied the season opener,
Oh,
or
okay. All
lost
right.
it. They definitely didn't win it.
No.
They didn't win the final, you know,
No,
that
they
much
did
again.
not. They definitely did
I
not.
remember
They
that. They didn't.
didn't win that game in August either, did they?
Don't
No.
think so.
No.
No, the X, no.
No. So, anyway, this is they're going to have another crack at it this weekend, but it's starting to become a thing.
They lost 1-0 because I went for a walk
Oh,
and missed the
that's
goal at the beginning of the
right.
second
You
half.
missed the goal.
I
That's
missed the
right.
only goal.
The only goal in the entire match. Yeah. Yeah.
The shit I remember and why.
Yep.
It's
But
useless.
so it's and they'll, again, congratulations to Halifax for starting to figure some things out from last season, for not coming out of, starting the season the way most of their season went last year. So I'm happy for them in that regard, but also again, I wish for better from Toronto. But yeah, well, anyway. So Toronto not Toronto are in they're in third. Again, it's only two matches, but Montreal firmly entrenched in the top spot. Then Halifax. Look at Halifax, all shiny and new up in second. Then Toronto, then Ottawa, and then Calgary and Vancouver just warring for like again, like I don't know why one is in fifth and basically they're tied. They just both look sad because they are right now. So what we're talking about. We're not talking about a lot this week that isn't just match related, but there's a couple of things. One of the hallmarks of a global sporting event in your city is that, and this is World Cup, this is the Olympics, things like that. There's often either conditions in which you will build something or you get money to sort of springboard off of, you know, all the attention in the media and stuff. And legacy projects. We love a legacy project. We don't. Most of them are horrible and end up being nothing but wastes of money. Ask Brazil. But one of Canada's biggest World Cup legacy projects received a major funding boost on Friday, with the Government of Canada committing funding of up to $9.8 million towards the upcoming Canada Soccer National Training Center. That's right. There's going to be a national training center. Canada is the only major soccer nation in the Western Hemisphere, the whole hemisphere, without a dedicated national training center, according to Canada Soccer.
Sounds like us.
Yeah. Who adds, it's a gap that limits both high performance success and broader community benefits.
Uh-huh.
18 communities across Canada have submitted their interest, unmarked bills in a brown envelope, in being selected to host the training center. A request for proposals, sequential bills in marked envelope, will be launched within the next 2 months to whittle down the formal bids for its location. So, oh God, the investment comes from the government's Build Communities Strong Fund. Build Communities Strong Fund.
Right. Sounds made up.
It's been part of some kind of Canada Strong Fund.
Yeah. It's just, Jesus fucking Christ. Used for the design, planning, and pre-construction phases of the project. $9.8 million and none of the money is earmarked for actual construction?
Pardon? Cool.
Anyway, congratulations, Canada Soccer, and whatever community wins, which I'm sure is going to be a fair and equitable...
Toronto, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. What's the Ontario Soccer Center doing?
That's a good question. Yeah.
Nothing. Woodbridge, nothing.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Anyway, we'll see what happens with all of this. The National Training Center project will create a central national hub, Toronto. You know, like, come on. Where else is it going? Saskatoon? Maybe it'll go in Saskatoon.
Look, wherever they put it.
It's flat. 8, you know, it'll be easy to lay down pitch.
Just build me an 8,000-seater for whomever gets this.
Yes.
That's all, it doesn't have to be. And roofs, for fuck's sakes.
Yes. Yes. I concur with all of
that. I'm getting to the point in my life where it's like, you know what? This thing doesn't have a roof. I'm not going. It's not quite the weather's bad. It's like, look, protect me something. Okay, just protect me something and I'll go. Because I'm why are we not building stadiums with roofs? I don't mean like a dome. I mean just like for the stadium.
Just some cover, man. Yeah. Just
some cover.
Yeah. Keep in the sound, keep out the weather.
Yes.
There you go.
You want an atmosphere? Put a fucking lid on it, bitches.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The best part about this the article that I put in the show notes is the very, very end. There has not been a public timeline on when they would like the center to be complete, with the location of it a likely factor in that regard. But I'm just like, of course there's no public timeline. 17 years later. I don't know. Anyway. So there you go. But the best thing that we're going to talk about before we move on to looking ahead to this weekend's matches is something that happened the other evening on Twitter. And we've been starting to discuss the situation with the Vancouver Whitecaps and whether or not they will remain in Vancouver or in Canada, as the reports that Vegas, there's been bids submitted. Grant Gustafson, Las Vegas businessman Grant Gustafson, the son of billionaire investor Tamara Gustafson.
Oh, so he's made his own money, is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. And the grandson of Public Storage founder B. Wayne Hughes.
Wow, two generations of self-made millionaires and billionaires.
Yes,
Crazy.
exactly.
Crazy. What
I
a story.
know.
Oh,
Up by
right?
those bootstraps. That's right. Apparently have
New
approached
avocado
major.
toast for this guy. He
No, no.
concentrated.
Exactly. Brought his coffee from home. No less.
Focused and
Yeah.
hustled.
Yes. So they've offered. They've submitted an offer. They've approached MLS with an offer to purchase the Whitecaps and relocate them to Nevada. Anyway, so this has been going on, but Vancouver Whitecaps CEO Axel Schuster had issued a statement to the media. Club remains focused on finding solutions in Vancouver. Discussions are ongoing. Da, da, da. Like the usual, a very to the point, typical, whether you believe it or not, right? Anyway, in BC Premier David Eby also had met with Don Garber in Vancouver during the FIFA Congress thing. He also he released a video on Wednesday evening, and saying that the province is fighting hard to keep the Whitecaps in Vancouver, and oh, it's not an option to lose the team. Heartfelt, politicians care. I care. I'm the premier. I care deeply, deeply about keeping soccer in Vancouver and in BC place. Posted this to Twitter from Don Garber's official Twitter account. The only reply, a reply simply reply to Ebby's video post, simply liar, liar, pants on fire. And it stayed up there for hours. It says quickly deleted, but it seemed like it was up there for so long because I saw it more than once, not just screenshots. But everyone was like, Now, of course, very quickly, once deleted, oh, his account was hacked.
Oh, how unfortunate.
Oh,
I'd poor guy. So unlucky.
so unlucky that someone who hacked Don Garber's account only made one reply. Or
Guys.
post. That was the one he chose to reply
Guys, I would like to propose a thought exercise.
to. Ooh.
Okay.
Go on, Matt.
I'm gonna start with Duncan Christen. You have the advantage of thinking about it for a little bit. Duncan,
Yes.
imagine, if you will, it was way back on April 29th of 2026,
Jesus.
and
Okay.
you
Yes.
managed to masterfully find your way into hacking Don Garber's Twitter account.
Fun.
What post are you putting? First post, doesn't matter. You can respond to somebody. What's the first post you are going to hack with?
It's going to be something making fun of David Beckham. I'm not entirely
Mm.
sure what exactly, but
Solid. That's good. That's perfect. That's perfect. Kristen, same question.
See, I'm actually, because I had an initial thought, but that has given me something, Duncan, thank you so much, to riff off of. And as our not so affectionate nickname for Don Garber is Don Grabber. And I, so my initial thought was just a post in all caps. They call me Dong, like that sort of thing.
Something, yeah.
But to elaborate, then the next thing would be like, how do you like them golden balls at David Beckham?
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
So that was sort of where I was going with that. Because guys love dick jokes, so we're just gonna go straight for a dick joke.
This is true. I totally get a wreck for dick jokes.
Yeah, yeah.
But you guys have both proven exactly my point. If you had the ability to hack in whose account, you were never going to put the phrase liar, liar, pants on fire, having free fucking rein to put whatever the fuck you wanted, and you went after the premier
Yeah.
of British Columbia. You
Yeah.
don't even know what the fuck a premier is. Somebody has to explain to you that's like a senator, but Canadian. You've no fucking idea. There's basically, I mean, it's quite obvious, shenanigans. He was never hacked. He just fucked up and didn't
He's
switch to his
probably
burner account.
drunk.
There's no fucking, like, also, does anybody under the age of like 75, would
Use
they
that
put the
phrase.
phrase liar, liar, pants on fire? If
That is
I was
a
responding to
fine
this,
point, actually. That's a strong
if I
point
was
right
ha
there.
if I like if I'd hacked it, I probably would have put it would have been about the character maximum limit of B followed by a bunch of U's and then a whole bunch of L's and an S H H H H H a bunch of H's and an I's and then a T. Max characters. That's what I would put. Bullshit. But no, I
Liar.
liar, liar, pants on fire. What are you fucking
Now,
for? That's
but
garbage. This whole thing is garbage. Fuck you, Don. You piece of shit. I mean, it's obvious. Like, anybody could see. I was gonna say, Anne Frank could see it, and you have to know the reference for that joke to make sense. Thank you, Jan Zapop. A blind person could see. This was not the act of a hacker. It really doesn't take too long. But also, it adds to the whole no one no it's no it's no surprise that they want to move this team out of Canada and move it to Las Vegas. Speaking of dick jokes, they get a massive erection at the thought of there being an MLS Vegas team. They absolutely uncomfortable seer doctor type of erection for the idea of getting an MLS team in Vegas at the expense of one of those shitty Canadian ones that are only making 73 cents on the dollar. Like this is the billionaire mindset. Like, fuck people, fuck these things, fuck these fans, where's my money? Like, that's kind of what it is. And Garber's just the facilitator of that. He wants to make sure everybody gets paid. He gets paid, but so does everybody else. So this is all this whole thing is such, like, I mean, Garber's, we know, is a piece of shit. It's the fact that, like, the best he could come up with is he was hacked. He couldn't just there. But also, what would have been another thought exercise? I suspect there's no real answer. What would be a more reasonable reason was so, or how this ended up here? If John Garber didn't do it, how the fuck did that get up there? Right? Who's doing a 7-year-old who really wants to get onto fucking X.com? No. Nobody wants this. Like Garber would let a child to his phone.
I know.
Like it's just the whole thing is just it's I'm not even upset that he did it. I'm not even upset that he had to go with the whole, oh, I've been hacked. I'm upset at the fact that he's ex doing exactly what anybody would have fucking done in trying to get this team out of Vancouver. Like I'm it's not even conspiracy, it's belief. Like,
I'm just you're talking there about how that particular phrase that this is like ridiculous. No one ever uses that. It makes me think, hey, we should just search people using that phrase. And hey, let's find Don Garber's sock puppet account, and see who else he's been going for over the years. find some
That's
kind of
funny.
random account using that phrase in something vaguely MLS related, and yeah,
That's
oh,
pretty funny. I
that's
like
Don
that.
Gabba's account.
Anyway, it's just delightful, quite frankly, and hilarious and typical. And yes, it is highly questionable that someone who hacked such a person's account, that would be the first thing that they would do. The first and only thing they would do is something to do with a random Canadian soccer team, unless there are Canadian hackers, who are angry at Ebby and like just this was the only way they knew to get back at him was to publicly involve the league. Anyway, this is where we are, people. This is what's going on. All right, let's move on from that delight. We got some matches to talk about. We got a whole bunch of matches to talk about, actually. We're gonna try and do a bit of a speed run. Try. It is us after all. But most importantly, quite frankly, for this week is the return of the Voyageurs Cup. It is our national cup tournament amongst the footy leagues of varying levels now, which is lovely. Slowly, slowly, their tiny, tiny little pyramid, she grows. Oh, sorry, loud cars outside my window. And it does indeed kick off tomorrow evening, day after recording, with the Toronto FC are hosting the Otletti, in fact. So this, given Ottawa's current state of disarray, this could favor Toronto. However, as seems to be a TFC tradition, when faced with a lesser opponent or an opponent who is not doing well, instead of trouncing or trotting or just being mean to them, no, they seek to join them at their level, sometimes below, because they feel bad. That's all I can think of is Toronto FC is far too sensitive for their own good, and they feel bad for the bad teams when they come to town. And they're like, "Oh, you guys haven't scored a goal in how many?" When was the last time you won a game on the road? Oh, you guys, man, I feel so bad for you. And then they let them win. And so this is my fear for this game, is that in true Toronto fashion, even having come off, well, that is the thing, having come off an unlikely draw against one of the best teams in the league, that now, 3 days later, poor guys from Ottawa, they're struggling. This is my fear. This is what's gonna happen. But yes, they BMO Fields Tuesday night, 7:30 is our kickoff match. And then nice thing about the Voyageurs Cup these days is that it does involve teams from both, so from MLS, CanPL, but then also the champions of provincial leagues. The next following match, not different day, same week, Supra with the Woodbridge Strikers. So they were the League One Ontario, because that's what they were called last year. So that's what I'm using. Ontario Premier League just sounds weird. I'll adjust. Anyway, so there. That's what
Somehow you'll adjust.
I'll soldier on. I'll try. That is on Friday evening at 6, and then as Mark mentioned earlier, Hamilton and Halifax,
Woo.
the rematch.
Yeah.
Look at this prime time for this match, too. 4 p.m. on a Saturday afternoon.
Right.
Wow.
God, we could have dinner reservations and make them.
I know.
It's
You guys are fancy. Like, what's up with this?
about fucking time. I don't know why I'm doing this voice now, but
I mean, why not?
yeah,
Why the fuck
it's
not?
because it's fancy.
Exactly. And then later on that evening, this will be a stunning match, I'm sure. Aquaman are hosting the Pony Boys. It's either going to be a goal fest or the most miserable slog, you know? Either way, Pacific will probably lose. And then we turn our attentions to Sunday, where York Six is hosting Saint Laurent. Now, this match is at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, so you have time to take the kids away from mom, or maybe mom wants to go to the game. Mom might be a soccer fan. Take her out for brunch, make her a nice meal, whatever, or go to the game and then come back, take mom out to dinner. Like, you can still, if Mother's Day is your thing, York Six and Saint Laurent fans who traveled, maybe bring mom with you, I don't know. You can make this work. I believe in you. And then actually same thing for the Seagulls. Oh my God, my brain just froze. I've turned away from my notes. Langley Yu, your match is at 3 as well, 6 o'clock here, but you can make this all work. So for anyone who's worried, I can't make the match for Azure's Cup because it's Mother's Day. It's in the middle of the afternoon. You can work a lot of things around the middle of the afternoon. I believe in all of you. Again, maybe mom wants to go. Did you buy her tickets for Mother's Day? You could have. Maybe you should have. If I had been a mom, I would have liked soccer tickets for Mother's Day because I like soccer. So just, maybe your mom does. You don't know. Or hopefully you do know, actually.
You would hope.
One would hope by now. But that is our lineup for this first round. Now, these are, this is one and done. Right? I'm not misremembering that. I don't have any of the rules in front of me anymore. But do we have any upsets in mind other than my aforementioned gifting a win to the Atleti by Toronto, which I actually don't think is going to happen, but if it did, it would not surprise me. Upsets.
No, I'm not seeing one. I could see Langley getting up for it.
That's kind of like
That's about the only thing. Like, also depending on
Saint
how.
Laurent could take out York Six, say,
Maybe,
sure.
yeah. If York Six were feeling cocky after the weekend or whatever, right? Like,
And Super's not exactly crushing it.
no.
Incredibly talented, but
Strikers could, yeah, that's true.
they need to put together a little bit more than 85 minutes of good football.
Yeah, you're not wrong there.
But if I had to bet on who I think is likely the upset, I think Langley can take out Vancouver. And yeah, you know what? I'll throw one on to Woodbridge taking out Supra. I don't want Supra to lose, but I just see it. That's all.
Support the underdogs, Mark. Come on.
My plucky little Hamilton? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
So plucky. So plucky.
You know,
Anyway.
Halifax just wins all the
Oh
time.
my God. Enough already. Jeez. Dial it back a bit. Yeah. Otherwise, I think it's. I'm low key hoping for an Atleti bloodbath, like just absolute pasting on Tuesday. Is it Tuesday or Wednesday? Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah, just like 4-0 at the half. Substitute everybody under the age of 16 onto the pitch, and they win 6-0.
I apologize, and this is bad hosting
Oh,
and show
God.
writing by Kristen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Duncan, warm, get warm, you know, sharpen your pencils here.
Yeah, let's go.
I missed a match. I left a match out of how did that happen? Where?
I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah. There's a team missing. There's a match on Wednesday. There's
Pacific
two,
didn't
well,
make
there's
this
two
tournament, did
teams
they?
missing. Sorry?
Pacific didn't qualify for this.
Aquaman are right there.
They're
Oh, they
clearly
are.
playing
Oh.
on the weekend.
Oh, all these nicknames fucking me up.
You helped create them.
Yeah, but I didn't put them in the list.
What? Only one team pre-qualified to the next round.
So
So,
the Limpact are missing.
yes,
So
exactly.
would they get Calgary Blizzard or something?
Yes, they did. Thank you for looking
Oh,
that up as
no, I didn't
you.
even look it up. I pulled it out
Are
of my butt.
you fucking kidding me? You just did
Well,
that off the top of your dome?
I mean, if you ask
See,
me, name
you
another
should host this
team.
show from now on. Remember
Name
way
another
back when we
team.
started this show and you used to host? Do you want the duties
Name
back?
another team in League One, Alberta. I
I know that would
can't.
have. I know me either.
I
Or that,
can't.
yeah.
The Foothills?
Anyway,
Are Foothills in it? I knew
there
Edmonton
it's Prince
Scottish
Albert.
was.
Prince Albert.
Nice. Dick jokes.
Yeah.
Tonight's theme. Yeah, no, Montreal hosting the Blizzard at Saputo on Wednesday evening at 7:30. Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
Well, the Calgary's gonna absolutely whoop their
Calgary's
ass.
gonna kill them. I know. I was just like,
Please.
wait, I can't.
Okay, this is something I get behind.
Yes. We have our potential upset other than Woodbridge over Supra and possibly Langley over the Seagulls. Actually, Langley over the Seagulls, man. It's, yeah. Seagulls not scoring very many goals other than the other night against the Aquaman, and that's nothing to really write home about. It's the Aquaman, so all right. Should we do just quick win lose? I'm gonna run down the list. Toronto, Ottawa.
Toronto. Yeah, Toronto.
Yeah, same. I know. Montreal, Calgary, Blizzard.
Montreal.
Montreal.
Fine, Montreal.
You don't have to. Uger.
Yeah. Supra Woodbridge.
Super. Woodbridge.
Same, Woodbridge.
Please, please let it be Woodbridge.
Just like I want good things for Supra, but go on,
I want good
Woodbridge.
things for League One teams.
Exactly. Hamilton, Halifax.
Halifax.
I think
Hamilton.
Halifax too. I'm so sorry, Mark.
No, don't apologize. You'll just be wrong tomorrow next episode. It's okay.
No, that's fair. Now this one's easy. Pacific Pony Boys.
Pony
Yeah, see, if
Boys.
you say anybody else, yeah,
Yeah.
it's gotta be like
Calgary
it.
with six players.
The Red Pony Club.
The Red Pony Club. Thank you. I keep forgetting that. York Six and Saint Laurent.
York six.
Yeah, I think
Enter.
York Six has this.
Enter York six, Toronto.
Seagulls and Langley.
Langley.
Yeah,
Yeah,
why not?
I think Langley
Langley
has a good
has a
chance.
different chance because
Yeah,
it's the Seagulls.
exactly. All right, cool.
Can we relegate the Seagulls to the Deagles?
Well, we'll have to see how they, you know what? If they end bottom of the table again this season, then yes. That seems fair, right?
Indeed.
All right. These should all be, I think they're all on Fubo OneSoccer. They're all on OneSoccer, so they're all on Fubo. I don't know if any are being simulcast on TSN as well, but I don't think so. I think the Voyagers Cup is strictly under the control of OneSoccer for the broadcast these days, at least in the preliminary round, as it were. So, all right. TFC have their final home match of this seemingly never-ending homestand this weekend. Again, 1 p.m. On Saturday afternoon. And they're playing, hold on, let me check my notes. They're playing some team from the southern part of the U.S.
Is it Miami, Ohio or something like that? Miami,
something Ohio. Like that, yeah. Ah, they're playing fucking Miami Vice. So over under on messy kits in the stands.
Jesus.
I know, about, right?
If the, are they selling the place out? Then I'm going to say... I'll go with a nice round 6,000, over 6,000.
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's, right. That's also Barcelona and Argentina kits.
Yeah.
I will take the over on that. Yeah.
Just gonna.
I'm pretty sure I. Bonkers. My nephew's going to be one. So.
There you go. Miami. Obviously, the Miami Messies continue to be one of the most talked about teams in the league. They are porous at the back, though, this season. They are in third place in the Eastern Conference. But not
Dave St. Clair, woo, doing a good job.
Yeah. Both Dane and Max really throwing it down in Florida.
What the fuck happened at the weekend? So it was like
Jesus Christ. 4-3?
Fuck's sake.
Oh, I feel so good about Kiss. Yeah. Fuck me. Yeah, it's been ugly. Yeah, actually, is Orlando let in the most amount of goals in the entire league? Yes, they have, in fact. Yes, they have. Isn't that nice for everybody? Don't we all have a warm glow? 22 goals, 19 against for Miami. I just want to point out Toronto, 18 goals, 20 against. So
we should expect a goal fest.
Yeah, I would probably, but this is the thing that's interesting. Now, this worked in our favor against San Jose. Miami, shit at home, really fucking good on the road. Miami hasn't won at home. Now, again, they had their new stadium being built, but they've played in it now a few times. They've yet to win a match there. On the road, they're 5-1-1. Toronto and Miami matches have been interesting in the past. And yes, generally there are goals. There are goals. There's usually some good fouls. Do we know if Richie Larea is back?
Honestly, Richie Larea versus Luis Suarez.
Right?
Let's go.
Right?
Get him.
Wear your padded kit. It's...
Get some bite marks and then tattoo the bite marks permanently onto your skin. Just as a, I did this. Yeah.
That's pretty funny. Anyway, I don't even know. Obviously they have to control Messi. That's always your key. Don't give them any free kicks outside the box. He's very good at that. It's annoying. I said this earlier, I was like, oh God, this is going to be one of those terrible games. But again, Miami, sure. Again, they're in third place, but that's luck of how their games have fallen in terms of when the goals have been scored. You know what I mean? They're not infallible. They've actually looked not that great this season. Do you know what I mean? The highlights I've seen, it's been they're full of star power and they obviously spend a fuck ton of money on their roster. And, it's ridiculous that they're allowed to build this team, but welcome to MLS, everybody. But this is, Toronto can get a point from this match. And I'm not being a rosy glass wearing TFC fan. I sincerely mean that. I do think it's possible. I do think it's possible to frustrate Miami. I do think, yes, that there are going to be goals in this game. I don't think this is going to be any sort of defensive, display. I don't think this is going to be one that coaches show the reel of the Miami Toronto match so kids know how to do their defending. Like that's not going to happen. And I don't know what voice that was, but.
Stick with it. Keep going.
I do think that this is a game made for chaos, but also for Toronto ultimately to say goodbye to BMO Field for a few months on a high note. Am I crazy? Question mark, she asks the both of you. Answer in whatever way you want, Duncan.
No pressure.
Yes.
I don't think you're crazy.
I mean, genuinely, we are, but TFC have a chance,
Well,
yeah.
true. Like, I mean, when crazy in the sense of like, is it overtly optimistic? Yeah, sure, it can be. I don't. I still feel that Toronto has the potential to be a, just a runaway freight train. Like, just a combination of health, finally figuring out all those little glances of brilliance that I keep seeing game to game to game, where they can string them together every fucking game. Then, saying they're going to make the playoffs, it to me will be just a, oh, that's a nice to have. It's like, no, it's going to be how high do we finish? I believe this. That being said, there has to be that game where it kicks off. Now, it would be unfortunate that they get that momentum with the last home game for like 3 months or whatever the fuck it is, and then they go on the road and just start barnstorming and kicking everybody's ass. I find that both hilarious and unfortunate for the people who've gone to games, getting their asses frozen and soaked, and in some cases both, and sitting through some exciting but dreary matches and environments. So I'm fortunately am going to be picking, yes, this is going to be the game where they get their shit together and start wrecking everybody. But I'm going to keep saying that until it fucking happens, or until middle of September when I've given up. One or the other.
I like it.
We're looking for a prediction here for myself.
Just a general prediction. We haven't really looked at players other than Messi yet, but that's all right.
I mean, Toronto's definitely in with a chance. I mean, what we're talking about here, obviously, Miami, they're perhaps not fully sort of focused on things, and it's hopefully another shit show. Let's have another 3-3 banger. So another of Mike's 3-3 bangers. I forget,
They're really good
it's really
bangers, though.
possible. Yes, yeah, they have been really good, like 3-3s. You can have some 3-3s. Yeah, well, there's no real drama to that one. They've done 3-3s with drama, so let's keep that going.
No, I don't want another tie. I want them to win.
Yeah,
No, winning.
I mean, we've already had 8 games of this 9-game home streak. They wouldn't have, what, two of them? Come on,
Yeah.
playoffs aren't happening. We're
What do you
fun.
mean? They're still in a playoff position?
We're take fun
Barely.
chaos, what have you. More interesting than last year, but playoffs aren't happening.
I disagree. They're gonna make the playoffs. They won't go very far.
Nah.
Oh, you said 3-3? God, that sounds so reasonable too. Damn it. Oh, my other player to watch is Reggie. Sergio Reguilón, affectionately known as Reggie by Spurs fans, apparently. That's all I remember calling him. And then he left. But 3-3 just does feel so reasonable. Fine, 3-3.
Ah.
I just can't, my brain refuses to argue against it. It feels so comfy. I'm like, feels cozy. Didn't we pick 3-3 last week? No, I picked no, we picked more than that. We picked loss. We picked Goldfest of loss.
Now, as much as I like a good klaxon, 3-2 Toronto.
Oh.
I like it.
Suarez is
Yay.
going to bite the ball. And then the ball's going to get his teeth marks tattooed on it. And
That's
it will,
pretty
and
good.
that ball will end up in the hands of Don Garber's hacker, which is Don Garber.
Liar,
Sorry.
liar. That's pretty good. Okay. Does anyone else want to pick a player to watch or nah?
Do we swear it?
Oh, right. Sorry, I forgot.
Dane St.
Dayton.
Clair. Sure, yep, another good
Yeah,
option.
also reasonable. Yes, that's also great. Okay, Campiel is taking the week off for the Voyagers Cup. But as I have in the show notes, the return of Campiel kicks off next Tuesday, a week from day after recording, at 11 a.m. But why 11 a.m., you say? You ask Kristen.
Why 11 a.m.,
Yeah,
Kristen?
why 11:11, Kristen?
Because it's the school day match.
That's exciting.
And apparently the children can only watch soccer before noon. I don't know. It's so early. And it's in Hamilton.
It's awkward and it's
It's
weird.
so weird. Are you going?
No, I can't. Unfortunately, I am booked for a work thing that, like, literally as that game is happening.
But it's between Hamilton and Supra. I'm so
Dude, I
sad for
totally.
you.
Look, I've missed some of them because of work,
I
like,
know, I know.
and I could have booked when I should have, but I didn't.
Oh, I'm so
And then all of a
sorry.
sudden, blammo, sucker. It sucks because I would obviously want to see
Yeah,
Chouinard the Greater,
exactly.
and I want to see the funness that is Supra. But again, wasted on the kids. Give them Vancouver. Nobody gives a shit.
Fill the whole stadium with as many schools as you want. No one
Free
will fight you for
thought. Yeah.
tickets.
Here's a free idea, Forge and Campiel. Give the kids like Pacific, or Vancouver. Give them
Yeah.
fodder. Like, just don't waste the good stuff on the kids. They didn't appreciate when Impact showed up. They didn't give a fuck. Anyway, yes, I will not be there. I do love the idea of taking a whole fucking day off just to go to a soccer game at lunch.
It's
But
brunch. It's a brunch
it's a
match.
brunch match that, yeah, but
They should serve French toast sticks and breakfast sandwiches.
that would be delicious.
Actually,
But
wouldn't that be great? That'd be so nice.
I would not be going to work that day if that were the case. But they didn't promise that, so I'm not going. Yeah, it's a good gimmick. They get a good crowd. It looks good on TV. It looks good for optics. I don't know how many of them they're turning into fans, though, but whatever. Some of them seem to show up with signs, which means they did some homework for once, you lazy buggers. And that's, I'll take it because it's a little on the nose, but I also liked the idea of, like, wouldn't it have been cool to just take it part of a day off to go to a soccer game?
Yeah.
Anyway.
So there you go.
3-0
But
Hamilton. Oh.
yeah.
When Super finally shows up, like, for a game and does the thing that they want to do, I'll completely alter all my predictions for them. Until then.
Fair, fair.
Until they demonstrate a 90-minute performance.
Yes, until they
3-0
demonstrate some
Hamilton.
competency. Duncan, you want to throw down a prediction?
Yeah, I mean, like you say, you can't. There's, yeah. Hamilton win.
That's the spirit.
You can't legitimately go against that, really, at the point. So, yeah, I 2-0 for the kids. Woo, yeah,
All right, I'm gonna be,
yeah.
I'm gonna, I'm the descent. 2-2. That's right, I said it. 2-2. Yeah. So there.
Bonkers.
I know. Someone has to be. Might as well be me.
True.
Okay.
All right. Well, the NSL do play this weekend, but not everybody, because it's only the third week in the schedule and there's only six teams. But let's have an unbalanced schedule until the end of July. Until the end of July. Now, it does, when it gets rebalanced, the end of July, beginning of August, week 15 on your NSL schedule is how long it will be on. Anyway, they do not throw it out of balance again for the rest of the season. So from that weekend onwards, all six teams will play every week until the playoffs. But between this weekend and the end of July, the schedule will be it will not be correct, and it will drive me crazy because there's only six teams.
But I mean, if there's six teams, you can't have everyone playing every week. Somebody has to miss out every week to make the scheduling work.
Why NSL? Why must you hurt me like this? Don't make me sad. Oh, the pain. Oh dear. Anyway, so of the two matches this weekend, the big match, and it actually is. It's considering the standings and AFC Toronto's non-winning ways at BMO Field. This weekend's match between AFC Toronto and the Montreal Roses should be interesting. I wrote in the show notes, welcome to your stranglehold on first, Roses. Based on their current form, their sparkling form. And again, AFC's Toronto, less than winning ways at BMO Field. Now, maybe, again, it's Mother's Day match. Maybe they'll do it for mom. But then again, everybody's got moms. Maybe all the moms will travel, probably support their players if they're there. I don't know. I still think Toronto's probably not going to win this one, which makes me sad because I want Toronto to be winning games. And I'm happy Montreal's doing well. It's lovely. But I just know I need Toronto to win a game. But I still think that they won't win. But I'm going to say... also, another 2-2 because I cannot process a different scoreline right now. So that's my go-to scoreline.
Just that for everything. Okay.
Although I did agree to 3-3 for Montreal-Miami. I just do realize I want to point that out. But yeah, 2-2 right now for these two games.
Two 1 Montreal.
Fair.
2-0 Montreal.
Also fair. So yeah, I'm not even gonna argue. Like both of those are reasonable. Yeah, okay. That's our show for this week. Please join us next week when we're gonna look back at a variety of matches. And we're definitely going to recap the first round of the Voyageurs Cup with much frivolity and hopeful enjoyment of at least one upset. Like just one, like just give us one, right? Like that seems reasonable. We should get at least one underdog to just give us that little bit of fun. Joy. Yeah,
there should be at least one cup set.
Yeah, I don't think we're asking too much. No. I think that's reasonable. We're not asking for all of the cup sets. You know, we offered several. If you can just give us one of them, that's really all we're asking. And I feel like that's a reasonable thing, as the delightful podcasters that we are. So there. So we'll have that. We'll see if Toronto can win, finish their homestand on a high note, and whether or not AFC Toronto can freaking break the BMO Field curse that they seem to be operating under. Ugh, we'll find out. Anyway, I have, as always, been joined by these two delightful gentlemen, to be found on the Twitters at Duncan D. Fletcher, Mr. Duncan Fletcher.
Yes, hello.
Out on the tweet machine at KidNerdMark with a K, not a Q, Mr. Mark Hinckley.
Thank you to everyone who continues to support our podcast via Patreon or even just by listening. We appreciate you. We love you. Thank you. And yeah, if you get a chance to go to a game in the middle of the afternoon or even in the morning, surrounded by a bunch of kids, do it just once. I recommend it.
But
I wouldn't also make
just
a habit of
once.
it because you're going to find out why when 15,000 kids are screaming for no reason. You've never seen a goal kick get such a reaction. So anyway, bit of advice.
Delightful. As for me, you can find me on the internet, yes, the entire internet, at KZ Knowles. I have been your host, Kristen Knowles, and until next week, Canada, get used to it.